If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
All right, we're talking about this new Gillette ad that has gone viral. We'll let you listen to a little part of it here.
We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
To say the right thing. To act the right way. Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Okay, so they said they're tackling the issue of toxic masculinity, and they've received a lot of praise from a lot of people. And on the flip side, they've also received a lot of anger and opposition from people as well. And our text line is heating up right now about the ad. Just to sort of, I already mentioned it, but if you're just tuning in, the ad shows men sexually harassing women, boys being bullied for being feminine, and they're asked, is this the best a man can get? And it's a 2-minute ad. They're showcasing different scenes of toxic masculinity throughout.
And I believe they're trying to change the slogan to the best a man can be. Mm-hmm. Right? And text here 9925. I love this commercial. I think it helps to spark a very important conversation about gender stereotypes. Another text here. They're using their old slogan, trying to show what today's best man can and should aspire to be. Not all macho like in their old ads, but caring and helpful. So some people are seeing the positive side on this.
I'd also like to point out that this message is coming from a company that charges more for women's razors than men. Can we acknowledge that?
That happens everywhere.
Right.
With everything.
And we forget all those old Gillette commercials where they were sexualizing the act of shaving and made it seem like you have to use Gillette to satisfy the woman in your life, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't buy the authenticity. I feel like they're exploiting a movement that just because it's relevant, they're jumping on the bandwagon with, but they've been complicit in this problem.
We have to change, though, and evolve, and everybody does. It's interesting. Just yesterday, I was reading an article about how Family Guy has decided they will have no more gay or homophobic jokes in their shows.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Family Guy.
I know you guys are a fan of Family Guy, and lots of people are, of course. I find it a funny show, too. And from the beginning, they did that a lot. But they said, you know, we're looking back now, and we're saying that wasn't right, mm-hmm. and that's not what we believe in anymore. So they're completely changing. So human beings, companies, whoever, you have to give them room to change and evolve with the times. If not, we will go nowhere.
For
nothing
sure.
will ever happen.
But it's going to take more than a feel-good PSA to do that for a company like Gillette. That's
yeah,
all I'm
but
saying.
I don't think that's the point. I don't really care about Gillette, but I am interested mm-hmm. in the difference of opinion people seem to have over the ad. Mm-hmm. I don't care about those razors. I do use Mach 3s just because
still the best razors out
they're
there.
They're the best for my legs. Yeah. I do not care. And they said that 99% of men will use a Gillette razor
wow.
at one point in their life. I don't care whether you ever buy yeah. Gillette razor again. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not my prerogative here at all, but it's the conversation that it sparks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and the ad's a start, right? It gets people talking. Mm-hmm. Megan's on the phone. She wants to chime in. What do you think of the commercial?
I think it's amazing. Like, it shows, like I said, it shows how people, you know, some men don't realize that, like, you know, it's kind of scary when you're walking across a group of guys. It's kind of scary when guys start following and, like, yelling stuff to you. Some guys don't realize this, and the commercial shows it. So I really don't understand why everyone's mad about it.
I also think it's really important when people, like Sam, you said you don't see yourself in any of it, but like the acknowledgement that it is happening, and like if we all need to work together, both men who don't feel like they are the ones being represented when they show things like this, and women, right? Like you can't like turn a blind eye because you don't feel it affects you in any other way, because there's so many statistics and there's so much proof that is happening all the time, right?
No, of course. Like once I was on the phone with one of my guy friends, and like I made him stay on the phone with me because there was a guy walking behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And after he got off the phone, after I explained to him what happened, he was like, oh my God, like I never even realized, like those thoughts don't even cross their mind, even though they would never do it.
And that's what I do like about the commercial. It needs to remind men that there's so many things that women go through that we have no clue. Like Nikki, just for example, when Claudia filled in for you, she took a taxi here. And she told me that when she got in, she was scared because she's alone in a taxi at 4:30 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
right? And you don't know who you're getting in a car with. These thoughts never even enter a man's brain, not even for a second.
Yeah, of course. Like I saw a list the other day and it was of like the average things that women do in a day to protect themselves. And it was from a man saying like, oh my God, I had no idea. I never thought about the fact that women have to think about things or go yeah. through these things. It happens all day, constantly. This morning, we got a text that was like, Sam, good for you. Nikki always disagrees with you no matter what. I'm like, maybe it's Sam disagreeing with me. Like, how can you say that makes no sense?
All right. So, Sam, you're never going to shave anyway, so.
Right. Not an issue for him.
All right. Well, thanks for chiming in on this. Again, you can check out the spot. It's up on our Facebook page, the Beat 92.5, if you want to check out that commercial.
This is the Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Did your friends ever make plans and not include you? Were you upset about it? We got a text from Stephanie in Laval. It says, I introduced two of my close friends to each other back in December at my Christmas party, and they really hit it off, which I love. But I found out that they made plans and spent time together this past weekend and didn't bother to include me. I'm 37 years old, and part of me feels like letting this bother me is a bit immature, but I can't help feeling hurt. Should I say something? Thanks. Love your show. What are your thoughts on this? You can text us at 99925.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad for Stephanie. First of all, when she said it's immature, I think we need to like sort of throw out that idea because emotions happen regardless of what age you are. I think it's only normal that you feel emotion sometimes. You don't become an adult and come completely immune to everything that's happening around you. And I was actually guilty of doing this to a friend once. It was years ago, and I felt horrible. She had introduced me to a friend. I was taking a sort of like supplemental communications course just for fun at the time that I was really interested in, and she had a similar interest and had taken a similar course before. So we got talking about it, and the evening was over, and I was like, we have to continue this conversation. So we ended up making a date to go for nachos. Like, in my mind, it was just like, that was all that was on my mind is we need to talk about this. She's like sort of helping me out with this and has a lot of knowledge and information to bestow on me. And I remember I got a message the next day from a friend that was like, it would have been nice to be invited. I'm like, I never even thought about it. So I think absolutely once she has her emotions together so that she doesn't act in, like, she doesn't end up in a pile of tears on the floor, take a moment and mention it to your friend. Because if they're a real friend, they're going to say, I'm so sorry. It slipped my mind completely.
They probably didn't even realize it, right?
Sounds like we have a friend hijacker on the loose here.
No.
You have to be careful because you have to understand that you were friends with this person first. And if someone else comes along, it's great that you can, that they can get along one-on-one. But if that relationship, I mean, it isn't bona fide yet. And if that relationship falls through and you burn your bridge with your other friend, then guess what? You're out of both friends. So I would just like, I would let your original friend know that, listen, hey, we really hit it off, and just like words of encouragement so that she feels, you know, inspired and not really defeated in a sense, and to feel like she's on the outs.
Yeah, and it's good that her friends hit it off, and maybe they just want to get to know each other one-on-one with nobody else that's in, you know, around them.
Yeah.
But
I
can see how she's hurt, though. I get it.
I think that relationships evolve, too. I think you have a point there, but also, like, the day after, you know, if it's happening within the first week of meeting, that can be tough to take.
For sure.
I think as years go on, like, relationships do, you become closer, and you're sort of, like, more open to that idea once everybody knows their place in the friendship, but it can be tough at first.
And as humans, we want credit for you know, setting up friends. It's a good thing.
What, you want like some sort of money or something?
Credit. Come on.
We're getting so many texts. Someone said she's a big baby. Someone said tell her to grow up. At 37, she should know you don't have to be invited to everything. I see your point. Yeah. Like, for sure, you don't get invited to everything. I just think, like, we're...
It's normal to be hurt a bit,
normal,
though. It is.
We're humans. Yeah, I know. I used to think that way. At one point, I was like, you know, when you become an adult, suddenly you're immune to everything around you. But we're still human beings.
It
still can sting and make you feel bad for a minute.
All right, we're taking your texts and your calls. Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
Hey, it's Anna.
Hey, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, I love you guys.
Oh. We love you. Anna, what do you think about this email we got from Stephanie?
Oh, well, I mean, I feel for her, I do. But my God, we don't own our friends. And if they click with someone else, and then they go out and have coffee and have fun, my God, I think that's awesome.
Let it be.
Like, we're supposed to be friends on this planet. You know?
And it's harder and harder to connect with people, right? So when you find those people, you just want to spend some time with them.
Yeah, like I have potlucks at my Connect, and then I find out that this friend's brother went to school with this friend, and I'm like, awesome.
All right.
So they go out now.
We're gonna we're gonna be at your next potluck, Anna. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna. Yeah.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
All right, I'm curious if you do this before going on a date with somebody. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. You'd actually be maybe quite surprised when you find out how many people actually do this, but to what lengths they do this. And I was watching this new show called You on Netflix.
No spoiler alerts, please.
No. But it's, I know I told you about it, Nikki. You're like, no, you said it's creepy.
It's scary, right?
Well, it's like, it has like a dark undertone. Yeah, exactly. It's about a guy, he meets a girl, and he becomes like obsessed with her. So he literally meets her for a couple minutes, but then he goes back home and he does all kinds of research on her, and he's able to find anything on her, like anything and everything, where she went to school, who her siblings are, that her father passed away, how old she is, where she came from, where she grew up. And then I started thinking, I'm like, people do this, right? Nowadays, they can research people practically like just from meeting someone for 2 seconds.
Oh, do you ever? I do it every time
I try to find information.
Yeah. I found out once back when I was trying online dating that this guy was arrested for trying to smuggle drugs over the border from Canada to Boston. 100%. Because then when I'm like talking to him, he told me he had lived in Boston for a bit. He had spent some time.
It all made sense.
Oh my gosh. So we didn't go on a date. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like tell me your first name and maybe like what you do for a living, and I'll be able to find like where you grew up, who your parents are.
Isn't that insane? Because even if like you're on Tinder or one of these dating apps, all you really need is like their name, right? Their full name.
Yeah. You don't even get their full name normally. Okay. There aren't generally like last names there, but why wouldn't you use that to your advantage? There's a lot of information there. Even if you can make it to someone's Facebook page, you can learn a lot about somebody through their Facebook page too. Why wouldn't you?
I'm not a big information guy. I just want to see as many pictures as I can because I know how deceiving pictures can be. I just want to know what I'm in for physically. And the rest, you know, you'll hash it out.
Sam Shallow, we know that.
But Sam, you met your girlfriend online, right?
Yeah, and you can be sure I scoured every single picture that I could. I mean, information is one thing. Like, you know, you don't necessarily know what to believe, what's taken out of context, like when it was written and how directly it reflects the person. But a picture doesn't lie.
Right, you know? Now, with the political landscape of the world, especially North America, you can learn so much about the type of people and politicians they support, the type of ideas they support. Like, really quickly, you can learn those kind of things.
Check their Twitter account.
Yeah, and I'd rather not waste my time. I'm sorry. Like, if I can, you look a little bit racist, we probably won't be going on a date. Yes, absolutely. Oh, you look a little bit homophobic here. No.
Yeah, you can cancel the date before you even go on the date.
You support Donald Trump. Like, why would I even bother? I don't care what you look like or how many pictures I can look at.
We accidentally like pages on Facebook all the time. We're like hardcore supporters of things?
I'm talking about posts, things that people share, and articles that people share.
Maybe they're extremely sarcastic and you haven't caught on to their humor yet. Right, you never know.
All right, some numbers. I don't know if you guys are going to be shocked at hearing this. They researched how many people actually do research on people before going on a date. They found out that 77% of people admit they do this research. About 30% spend 30 minutes or more investigating this person.
Oh, yeah. 30 minutes minimum. It takes time. I'm an FBI agent. I'm not saying I'm a quick one.
Facebook is the most popular source for digging, followed by Google, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, they found that 63% of people said they go most or all the way back when researching social media accounts. So, like, back to the beginning, right? To, like, mid-2000s or whenever.
Okay.
It was.
Why are we acting like this is surprising or that everybody wouldn't do it if they were given a chance before dating someone?
Vicky, according to this research, women twice as likely to scroll through your entire history back to your shame-ridden college days, is what it says here.
I don't want to say women are smarter, but...
More thorough.
If the information
I'm
is
kidding,
there,
for the record.
Why the hell not, right? If you can.
Exactly.
If you know how to do it, right?
I assume people are doing that. I assume people are going to try, you know, and I'm like, I want to know what I can find too.
Exactly. It's all out there. The information can be provided.
And according to the research, everyone else that doesn't research just doesn't have the internet. Is that what it is? Because, I mean, who
we'll get
would
on
have
board,
a, I mean,
man.
Of course.
It's new school. It's the way to do it.
Yeah, I know, right? Maybe my grandmother, if she was on Tinder, like, she would
just... How does this work?
All right.
My grandmother does not sound like that, for the record.
She's cool. She's a cool grandma.
She's a cool grandma.
She is cool.
I was talking to her the other day, and I said, what's Papa doing, my grandfather? And she's like, he's shaving. He said he's shaving for his girlfriend. He's been waiting for her to come for, like, 20 years.
Keep shaving, so Grandpa.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the Morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.